Talmudis.
That Shita Mukabetzas of Avakama is a very big find. It makes the sugya easier. It's an easier way for us to understand the sugya. We don't have to start being mechalik between this psychological, that the shock caused it, or a physical sound waves caused it, or whatever you want to call it. He learns very pashut that in a normal case, the reason why the nizak is held responsible is because he could have bent over here can rush and move away from the noise, but we held him, so he couldn't move away from the noise. So that's what we're saying, that it could be according to the Raman, according to the Shito. If you have a matzav where you can somehow prove from the facts of the case that the guy could not have gotten away from it, that would be tantamount to toka, toka baznoi. Meaning, according to that way of learning, lechor toka baznoi is lavdavka. Toka baznoi is a way that he couldn't get away. But if I came up from behind him, boyfriend, that there was no way for him to get away, lechor, that would be the same thing. Akapodim, yeah, that's a shidim mukubetzis. Okay, Tana Rabban. He called al einoi v'kasa al shidim another. What if he did not blind him, but he just weakened his eyesight by hitting him, or he just loosened the tooth? So the klal is a milkul d'shtamish ben achshav, if they can still use it. The sight that's left in the eye is still worth something, or the use of the tooth is still worth something. Ein evidei tam lecheres. But if not, even if there's a little bit of sight there, a little bit of the tooth didn't fall out entirely, but if they have no real practical use, then evidei yotzei min lecheres. That's one braisa. Tani ido acharei shahos tzarifsa einoi kuyo v'sama shinoi nedudo v'pilo. The eye was already damaged, it was already weak, and he blinded it completely, or the tooth was already loose and he knocked it out completely. So if he had used it before the other knocked it out entirely, because he took away from him that usage. But if he didn't have any use of it before, so what he did didn't really affect it, so the evidence does not go out. So the Gemara says v'tzricha, because the Gemara is bothered that the Gemara, these two prices are the same yesoid. So why are you going to tell me both, meaning from one you could basically deduce the other, right? If you take away use, then you go out. If you don't take away use, then you don't go out. So he says, no. If I only told you the first case, I'd say, yeah. The reason the Eved goes out in the first case is because the guy had a full, healthy eye, and now he's got a weak eye. But in the second case, it was already weak before. Himalai, I might think that even if he blinded him entirely, since it was already weak, that's not called Hika Sainoi. What's the Lashon HaPasuk again? That's not called. Yeah. Yaki just in out of it's in Amosu v'shichasa. That's not called v'shichasa. Yeah, that's what I would think. Because anyway, it was weak before, so I had to teach you a chiddush. And even if it was weak before, if it had some use, and he knocked it out entirely, the evidence goes out. The Ashman Har. If I only told you the second brayso, I'd say that's mishum the summer legamrei. I would say, oh, because the captivity is, you have to make him completely blind. Abba Hazman, in the first case, the first price, the Lo Yisam Legamrei, even though he took away a lot, but he didn't bind it completely, Emeloi, maybe not. Meaning, even if it's so weak that he doesn't have practical use of it, but it didn't blind Legamrei, maybe not. So Emeloi Tzricha, I need both prices. Torah Rabbah and Harish Rabbi Roife, his Odin was adaptive, Amalai the Kola Eino, he's doing some medical procedure on his eye. The Sama, and he blinded him by accident. Locked the Lishena, doing a. Yeah, filling a cavity, filling his tooth. The Pila, and he knocked it out. The Ivid goes laughing to Chayus. He was his doctor, he was trying to help him, but Saif, he took out his eye or his tooth. That's what the Pasuk says. Yaki is just Ein Avdi, Ein Avdi, Ein Amasai. So Hashem Gamliel Aimer v'shichosa. The pasuk doesn't just say Yake, it says v'shichosa. What's v'shichosa? Aj is kavin l'shachso. He has a kavana to do damage. He's trying to fix him, but he's a doctor. That's not called shichosa. What did the Rabbanan do with the word b'shichosa? But Rabbanan hai b'shichosa may of delay. Miboy look at the Tanya, Rabbi Gezer Oymer, Hari Shoy Shidyot Lemei Shib Chosoy. Now he's a, whatchamacallit?
Midwife.
Yeah, midwife. Or what's the doctor word for it? Obstetrician. Hari Shoy Shidyot Lemei Shib Chosoy. V'simei Uber Shemei. He blinded the Uber Potter. My time. And then we go to Shichosa, at Shechavin L'Shachasa. So what did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan say, we're using V'Shichosa to be Mamayet a case where, like Rashi says, L'Niskavin La'ayin Klal. He didn't even know he was going near the eye. When he took out the Uber, the Pshat is, he wasn't even trying to get the eye. But when you are trying to get the eye, even if you're not dafka trying to damage the eye, that they say when I'm a ma'ayit b'mashichasa. That's a rabbanon. I mean, that's a rabbanon. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, right. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, I'm learning more than that. I'm learning enechinami when you didn't have kavanah for the eye at all, like in the case of delivering the baby. That's for sure doesn't go out. But more than that, I'm learning. Even if you had kavanah for the eye, but you were doing it to be merapin, even then it doesn't go out. How could you learn two madrigas of the chiddush from the same word? So that's the part that the Gemara says. V'idach, which means Shem Gamliel, v'b'shacha shachasa nafko. V'idach, and Rabbanan shacha shachasa lo darish. But Shem Gamliel says, v'shichasa is mashma double drasha, because it's good that v'shichas. The Shichasa is more specific. So not only am I Mamait when he had no kavanah for the eye at all, but I'm even Mamait when he had kavanah for the eye, but not specific kavanah to damage the eye. And the Rabbanan say no. The Shichas, the Shichasa, Lidorish. They only understood one drasha from this word. And Mamela, all they'll be Mamait is the case of the Uber. They will not be Mamait the case of the eye doctor, the eye doctor. The mashmoz of the drasha, I'm not sure, but meaning, if a shichosa literally means to damage, yeah, meaning the learning of meaning to destroy. So the point is, it's a miyut. Shichosa is coming to be might something. It's coming to might some other act of yakez ayin, which is not in the category of damage. So the question is, how far you go to that miyut? The button say, I'm only going to be Mamai the furthest thing away, which is he didn't even know he was getting to the eye. But he knows he's getting to the eye, that's already included in the pasuk. And Rav Shmuel, because he learned the double drasha from the word of Shechasa, says, no, I'm talking Mamai both. So here, Tais is an interesting kasha.
That's why you sound such a. What's it? You go to the hospital, see that you're going to sign a.
Sign a waiver, yeah. In case he's your Ogden. Yeah. So, Tariq's an interesting kasha, because what comes out from our sugya? Comes out from our sugya is that we're saying, that the Tariq starts out, Hashda mashma, the kula amma, the chshalayin is kavan la'ayin potter. Our Gemara is saying that everybody agrees, that much everyone agrees, when you have no kavanah for the eye at all, the case of the midwife Odoin, everyone agrees the evidence does not go out. Because if you don't kavanah the eye at all, that's so you're potter. You're not chayiv in the nezek of shein v'ayin of your evet. So Tois has a kasha v'teima. The beperikets in a regel. On merabo hoysum menachas al evan b'cheiko. There was a rock sitting in his lap. But lo yikar ba. He didn't know that someone dropped a rock in his lap. But lo yikar lo b'mei olam. He didn't know it was there. B'amen. He got up quickly. The nafl and the rock fell, and his eved was sitting there, and it fell, the ayin eved. So he had no kavan, he stood up, and it went. So Gemara there says, plukta, Rav Shem Gamliel, v'rabbanon. The Gemara there says, that would depend on this machlokes, Rav Shem Gamliel, on the Rabbanon. No, what do you mean? Why would it depend on the machlokes? We just said the whole machlokes is when I have kavanah for the eye, but not to damage the eye. But if I didn't have kavanah for the eye at all, everyone agrees you're potter. So how could it say over there, when this guy stood up, he had no kavanah for the Eved's eye at all? And yet the Gemara there is saying that it's totally a machlokes, according to the Gemara there is saying that according to the Rabbon, the B'taka B'chayiv. Why? The only time B'chayiv according to the Rabbon is when you have kavanah for the eye. If you don't have kavanah for the eye, you're not chayiv according to the Rabbon. The Gemara over there is saying you are. So what's going on? Yesh Loimer. So Taisa says it depends on how many factors you have. He says the shiny ocho dikatar tilitibusu shumiskaven l'toivo but loiniskaven l'ayin klal. In the case of the uber, why is Agamari saying that they're burning a moidit of Shimon Gamliel? Because in the case of the uber, it's tar tilitibusu. It's number one, he's miskaven l'toivo. Agamari is somebody's case where he's dafka miskaven l'toivo. He's coming to be merapid, the person. He's coming to be, you know, to be miyalei the vlad. Our Gemara is talking about miskaven l'toivo. So in miskaven l'toivo, our Gemara is saying that if you have miskaven l'toivo plus you have lo miskaven ayin klal, the rabbanon will be moida that you're potter. They'll be moida that you're potter. Aval hi d'hasam. But over there in that Gemara, that's more doima to the case where he's operating in the eye and he knocks it out. Because in that case, they only have one maila, one reason to be pater him. But you also have one lereisa that you're niskaven for the ayin. So we're saying that in the case over there, by the rock, right? By the rock, you don't. It's not niskaven l'ayin, but it's also not niskaven l'toyv.
It's not niskaven
b'chlal.
It's not niskaven b'chlal. Let's say you
can't
do something, but not to harm.
Yeah, but that's okay. So that's what he says. You see, that's not enough. I mean, that's what he's saying. You're right. You could have said that. But he's saying, you see, from to put the two Gemaras together, you see, is our whole Gemara is davka l'toivasai, davka l'toivasai. In the realm of the toivasai, then the Rabbanim will say that as long as he's not niskaven for the eye itself, we'll pater him. But if he is niskaven for the eye, we won't pater him, because the Rabbanim need it's totally l'toiv, totally liftor. They need a complete reason liftor. Not like Shem Gamliel, who will pat you just for one reason. It's enough that you were trying to help. That's not enough. Then the complete reason to pat you, and that complete reason to pat you is two factors. Taisa says, l'tivusa and l'niskaven l'ayin. Whenever you're lacking one of those, the Rabbanan holds you chayv. So in the case in Bava Kama, you're talking lacking one of those. You don't have l'tivusa. Even though you're right, that which Taisa says. It's not mamish dumya l'kol l'ayin. That's true, but that's already enough to call it dumya. That's what Taisus means. Meaning, that's what Taisus said. Dumya l'kol l'ayin sounds like it's one l'reyes and one l'tevasa. Kol l'ayin is one l'reyes and one l'tevasa. Over there, it's lab davka one l'reyes and one l'tevasa. It's more like one l'tevasa that he did not have come out of the ayin and one's parif. He wasn't trying to hurt him, he wasn't trying to help him, but parav is not enough. That's what Tosfos means. That's already tantamount to chad l'tivus and chad l'reyosa. You know what I'm saying? What? Right, you need the tevos and the pat to patu. Right, the Taisa sounds like he's saying, Parav is already called Reusu. Right?
According to
Kodem on, you need Taita L'Tibusa. Taita L'Tibusa means your whole Kavana was L'Toiv, and you were not Nitzkaven to the Ayin. Both of those together, which by the Vlad you have. By, well, because it has to be.
If I'm Nitzkaven for the Ayin, but it's for the Tavosa, so.
Right,
I feel like, they don't work together. Meaning, if you say that once you're miskaven for the eye, it's like a strict liability. I don't care what you do it for, why it happens. That's your button, basically, right?
That is true according to the button. Yes, because you don't have target to the tibusa anymore.
Even if it's for the tibusa.
Even if
I want to help you.
Even if it's kaven the toiver, right?
Right. So strict liability for the eye. So,
but it's also true the other way around.
That what? That if?
That even if you're not in the skaven for the eye, but you're not doing it, the toivas the person, you're also chayv. That's what toivas, right? That's what toivas means. You need both together. You need both together. They're coming to learn a drasha. They understood this. The rabban understood the smallest chiddush from this drasha. Shichos is memayv. Shichos is saying there's an act you can do of yakez ein ayin v'sheino that's not included in shichos. There's an act you can do when you mamish blind the guy, but it's not shichos. They took the smallest chiddush out of that. The that's the title. It's got to be mamish. But something in the anything in the middle. Yeah, right. Anything less. Yeah, that's what he's learning. That's what Tosfos is learning. Anything less than that is. Again, I agree. You're right. It's not exactly what Tosfos compares it to. But that's because Tosfos compares it to the case of Chole Ayin. Chole Ayin is Chad Le Tibu Samamish and Chad Le Rei Samamish. Tosfos compares it to a case where it's Chad Le Tibu, so they didn't mean to.
Not
touch the eye at all. But over here, but his kavana, what he was trying to do, that's neither one. But it's not, it's definitely not the tibusa, so that's good enough to call it chad l'reis. Yeah, you saw that twice. Come on, you did too on Sunday when I wasn't here. Yes, I did leave instructions. The week before, you knew what we were learning. Thursday, Wednesday, I left instructions.
Sunday is already
a new week. Okay, weiter. Omer Rav Sheshes. But it, which one? We did it.
It's the first one down.
Huh?
No, the next Tosfos note?
Not yet. Not yet. We didn't do it yet. That's in Rav Sheshes. The next Tosfos in Rav Sheshes. New case. I'm Rav Sheshes. Hare Shoyz Eino Yisimuya. It was already blind. And he mamish took it out. The Odin mamish took it out. It wasn't functioning anyway, but it was there. But see the chutz. Eved yoytiv in the chayrus. He goes out. My time, mechusar aver hu, because that's called mechusar aver. The Tana Tuna. We have arrived from the Tana. Tamus v'zachrus bebehema. V'ein tamus v'zachrus ba'oifus. By behema for kabonos, you need that it should be tam and that it should be a zachar. Yeah. But for oifus, you don't need that. But right. So tamus v'zachrus bebehema. V'ein tamus v'zachrus ba'oifus. By oifus, you don't need it. Yocho yobsho gapo nikto raglo nechteto eino. But how do you see from there? It was already blind from before, though. Ah, Because it can happen, but it doesn't need Tom. Right, it doesn't need Thomas. So it doesn't need Thomas. An oif doesn't need Thomas. It could be a bamboom. You could have an oif that these ibam are already not functioning. Correct. And yet, the Braisa says, if your mamash took it out, next to Eino, would that also be good? No. So by oifis, you don't need Thomas. You can have a mum in the eye, or the wing, or the leg. But apa pichein, if that eva would mamash dry up or get cut off, then when we might from mina oif to kol oif, that's not good for a carbon. So you see, there's a mila. You see that it affects it; it changes the status when it's chatata, even if it was already samuya. That's what Rabbi Sheshes is bringing. Oh, very good. Amar b'chibur Asher, Marav Hoyzlo Yiseres. If they had an extra etzba, the Eved had 11 fingers. B'chatra, and he cut it off. Eved Yoytz b'chayus, he does go out. Oh, Amar Avuna b'hu shenisberes al gav yad. Shahaisa b'shura sharetz bois. Only if it's in line with the rest of that's bois. If it's like coming out from a different part of his hand, what? That's not a regular Russia. It's voice, right? Exactly. Okay. Ad kan divya gemara. Toisvus smuya bechatato yetim lecheres. So Toisvus says like this. Ready? Smuya bechatato. V'yav agav de leel omer ki yuv esama im ene yochel lishnemeish b'kavar en yetim lecheres gavad gakasha. We said the dinners before. If it was already kiyuv, the eye was already very weak, and then the Odin went and he blinded it completely. So the cloud was, the Braisa said, if at its weakened state he already didn't really have any use of it, then the blinding doesn't mean anything. The effort does not go out. So if that's true, why should it be that if it's already mamish blind and he just knocks the actual effort out, then the effort does go out? So Toysvis, right? So Abagav del El Amar Kayuva Samoy, Meno Yochel Shamish Bakabar, and Yetman Cheris. Bahaka came the Sumua Mash Mashlohayokal Shamesh Bakvar. Mikomaka Maka Shiny the Khatato Aso Mkhusa Aver. Right, that's the big Nafkamina. Nafkamina is over here, it's Mkhusa Aver.
So is that like Shane Bang?
That's right. That's right.
Or is that Avorm? Is that Shane Bang or is that Avorm?
The Gemara says my time of Mkhusa Aver. That's what Gemara says.
I understand it, but is that considered Ayan or is it that's
called Ayan?
If we're making that committee between Shane Bain and Rosh Yavon, is that considered
more
part of
Shane Bain?
Or is it more?
The guy with this
will
not make me
that. It doesn't have a use of an eye, it's just an aver.
It's just an aver. I mean, it's because of the Rosh Yavon drush, is that because of the ayin? Maybe.
Maybe,
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. Say maybe at that stage it's already Nichlal in the Rosh Yavon drush. Meaning, if not the drush of Rosh Yavon, it does? Yeah. You're saying that without the drosh of Rosh Yavarim, then this would actually not even be true. Because I am, it's not anymore. Okay, here. Okay, Vatana Tuna. Toys to put a raya. The Gemara put a raya from the din in carbonate. Carbonus ha'oif. Tema, the ladom ilo'oif. The metchilo haya boy dova shiroi lifso boy. Boy, the filo eno ismuya boy lohaya apostle. Aval ever every hoya boy metchila dova haroy lotzis boy. What's he asking, Tosis? Tosis Yishon, what's his kasha?
How can you compare that? By the whole, nothing isn't possible at all. Nothing passes it up.
Right? So by the oil, you're saying like the By the oif, no mum passes him. So the only thing that does pass him is mechusar eved. But by an eved, he already had the afsharis. We already had the gedder. The gedder was blinding his eye. So now that the eye is already blind, how do you know mechusar eved? Also is a reason that you should go out.
I'm saying two things about him.
I mean, that would answer Tosis Kash a little bit, what he's saying. Aha. Yeah, Tosis is asking, it's Eino Doyma. It's Eino Doyma. By birds, a mum doesn't pass, but Mechusar Eved does pass, so that's the din. but something which did possibly would have sent him out before, but now it's too late because it's already blinded. Who says when you go ahead and knock that out now, it also goes out? Maybe that din's already finished. So if you say, according to Yirmi, that the whole din over here is a din in Rosh Hashanah, it's not. You're right. I mean, the din of ayin is finished. The din of ayin, Taisus is right. You have no right to say now knocking it out would help. But din Rosh Hashanah, maybe. Yirmi, I'm giving you another maybe.
Help me conjure.
Yeah, to answer this kashya, he wants to say your var would answer this kashya of a tana tuna. Zev, what do you say?
It's more says because of Abraham.
Yeah, that's totally because of Abraham.
Like
now?
No, I like the concept. Didn't you knock out for this category? You knocked out for that category. It is a different state. Even if a person's eyes
are
blind,
like,
they still have a normal looking face.
Yeah, it's a different madriga of movement. Yeah, because his body's not shalom. That's the bunch of pshat. The Gemara Mechuz even makes it.
Both prices show you that even where the Aver has no function,
right,
if it's removed, it sets the thing free or pauses it. Whatever
right.
It is, it causes, it has an impact on it a lot.
Right.
And it does that here too.
Right, yeah. But I think what bothered Tosis was that, yeah, that's true when there was no Gedder before that. We didn't have any gedder before that. Like, everything's fine before that. But here, we have a gedder to the thing.
Yeah, but when you're in Mechus Haver, it's a whole different.
Yeah.
You're not talking about functionality.
Yeah. Okay, fine. We'll look around to see if anybody speaks about this. Last time, says Shlomi, you came just in time. We're about to finish here. Last time, we learn out that if you have an oif to bring as a carbon, and an oif could be a bamum, but it cannot be a mechusar eva. Where do we learn it from? Which means would be mamai. There are certain oifs you can't bring. What are those? Mechusar eva. Yeah. So Tosis says, why do we need a special drasha? Mikol achai, mikol basar haba, behema shechayin moshe yavar inshallah. Darshan by Noyach. So anyway, because the Eber is possible to bnei Noyach. So why do we need a special drush over here? Shloima adiloy kosev krog av Yisrael, haba megmin and krog bnei Noyach bi Yisrael. Veloid bnei Noyach. There's a cloud. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is a cloud. If something was told to Bnei Noach and not repeated at Sinai, then that mitzvah is only on Yisrael, not on Bnei Noach.
It wasn't mentioned, but
it gets jacked from Bnei Noach, not to Yisrael. Yeah, because if it was said Bnei Noach and not repeated at Sinai, then that means Hashem saying that when I originally gave it, it was only for Klal Yisrael to continue, or at least only for Klal Yisrael to continue. What? Huh?
What Hashem said at Sinai was definitely for Yisrael.
Yeah.
Also, didn't
say
it was also for Yisrael.
Huh? No, as opposed to Bnei Noach. Anything which was repeated, that they knew already before, but it got repeated, So Hashem was saying, now that it's repeated, it's part of the Targum Mitzvahs, but it's also still Shaykh to the Shem Mitzvah Bnei Noach. If it was not repeated, then it's saying this is only for Bnei Yisrael. Like for example, the, what does the Gemara say over there? The Gidanosha, I think. Is that the example the Gemara uses? Gidanosha.
Sanhedrin. I'm still holding you Perek Masur of Zvachim.
You want to grab Sanhedrin? Sorry. Thank you. I know you're older than me, but
sometimes I feel like
you're more. Yeah, Gidanosha, I think, is what the Gemara says over there. Sanhedrin. Yes, the Mamela over here also. Even though there was already a din by the Bnei Noach, then Mechusar Aver is no good. Had it not gotten repeated, then it would only go on Israel after Sinai. So Hashem repeated it so that we know the din is that it's still no good to Bnei Noach. It's not a good example. Where is it? Call mitzvah. Call mitzvah. Shenemr the bnei noach nishit v'sinai. Lazev lazeh nemro. The bnei noach v'loy nishit v'sinai. Yisrael nemro v'loy the bnei noach. V'anu ein lanu al gid anoshe. V'liv Rabbi Yehuda. Why leave Rabbi Yehuda? Because he holds that it was answered from the times of bnei Yaakov. The button holder wasn't given to Sinai, just it was written in its place. But the Rebbe holds it was given to Bnei Yaakov themselves. That means it was given to Bnei Yaakov themselves, but it was not repeated over at Sinai. On the way in line with Ella, get a notion of the Rebbe Yehuda. So Gemara says, but if it was not right, so Gemara says, one second. If it was given to Noach and not repeated at, and not repeated at Sinai, so that means it's only for Israel. Adarabba. If it wasn't repeated at Sinai, that should mean it's only for Bnei Noach. Yeah? So Gemara says, Leika made him the soul, Shari left the Chavim Aser. Can't be, because there's nothing that's mutter to Bnei Yisrael and Aser to a Goy. It can't be that something's mutter to Bnei Yisrael and Aser. It can't be that by being Makap of the Torah, things got more makel. Ah, what do you mean? You fast Torah? That's different. Something which is mutter, let's say. But that's the Gidanoshe's example. Yeah. Akopad, and that's what Taif says over here, that it had to be repeated for that reason. Inami, Habimino, given the history of Amun, Boypois, Fame, Behemo, Israel, Bilmukhusar, Eva, or Kwadixiv, Ari, Behemo. Otherwise, you'd say that that Pasik of Mukhusar, Eva, by another Teretz would be, even without coming on to this thing about Nishus Pasinai. Is that if I only had the earlier pasuk by Noach, I'd say, that's by behemoth that mechusa eiv is a problem. But I already know that an oif is more mekel than a behemoth because an oif could be a balmon, so maybe he could be mechusa eiv too. So maybe I need the pasuk by specifically by oif voice. That's a second territory of Tosfos. First territory is assuming that we're not being mechadim behemoth and oif. If you know mechusa eiv is no good, then it's no good. And the mail, the only reason to repeat it is to show that it's also no good to Bnei Noach. Because if it wouldn't be repeated, it would be like the Gidanosha. It would be something which didn't get repeated. And what? And then it would not apply to Ben Noach. Correct. It would not apply to Ben Noach after Matan Torah. So it had to get repeated for that reason. The question is, what the first Teretz of Tosfos... Yeah, the question is, why is it not Pasha what he's saying? It's Mefurish Gemara and Sanhedrin what he's saying. So Toitz brought an Inami, is Mashma. Toitz was not 100% happy with saying that this is a kium of the Gemara and Sanhedrin. The question is, why not? That's a question. So you have what to work on.
Yeah, what's the
So surely, maybe that's what Tyson did with Khadi. Yeah, here's the question. Listen to this. You have to put on. Listen to this. Toist is saying there's a din called Mechusar Eber is possible Kabonis. It was said by Bnei Noach and it was repeated by the Imam Toist. Toist's first teretz of the Kash is the Gemara Sanhedrin. And then he brings an Inami, which where he says the teretz even without the Gemara Sanhedrin. Now, the Chayra, the Gemara Sanhedrin, is Mefurshim, not the Chayra, the Gemara Sanhedrin is Mefurshim Gemara. The Gemara there says things need to get repeated, because if they're not, it would only go for Yisrael and not for Ben Noach. So if that's true, what bothered Toist exactly? Why is it Mashman Toist that Toist was not 100% convinced that Gemara Shaykh over there? You know what I'm asking? Yes, meaning Tima wasn't Poshit. He brought it as a teretz, but it wasn't Poshit. He asked the Kasha. It was a Mefurish Gemara. Why is he even asking the Kasha? And why does he need an Inami to say different teretz? So I'm just thinking, in Gilyan Marsha, on the back of the Gemara, from Shlomo Eger, he brings Tosfos, and he says, V'shayek mi'ik amidi dil Yisrael shari. And he quotes the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. It's Shaykh the Svara of Miyak Amidi that Yisrael is Mutter and to a Goy is Asa. What does he mean? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if it did not get repeated at Sinai, it's only for Yisrael, not for a Goy. The Gemara says maybe it should be the opposite. If it didn't get repeated at Sinai, maybe it's only for a Goy, not for a Jew. Zok the Gemara, it can't be that something's more mutter. It's mutter to a Jew and also to a Goy. It can't be. Miyak Amidi. What about the fact that a Mechusar Eber is possible to be a carbon? It's not an Isser or a Heter. It's absurd. What about that? Can that be something which is Shaykh to say by a Goy it's not a possible, but by a Jew it's not a kosher? Is that subject to the sort of Miyak Amidi? You can hear maybe yeah, you can hear maybe no. That lechayr the suffix of Tosfos. Avada with the it's a mafurish gemara. It's a mafurish gemara that it was loy nishit for Sinai, then it was only said to a son, not to a goy. But the gemara says that's only true because you have a svar mikamidi. Without the svar mikamidi, you would not say that. You'd say fakert. It's only by a goy, not by a Jew. Yeah. So. But Rav Shlomo Eger over here is going out of his way to say Miyak Amidi to Yisrael Shari to Goy also. It can't be something mutter to a Jew and also to a Goy. But if not for that Svara, the Gemara says, you'd say no. If didn't get Nishas Basin, I had the Rabba. It's only going to Goy, not on Yisrael. So Shlomo Eger over here is going out of his way to say, you should know Miyak Amidi applies to a psul of Mechusar Eber also. So from what I see from his words is that there's another tzad, which you can hear very well, that by the psul and mechusar eber, it's not the pashut you have the svar in the comedian. It's not an is or a heter. It's a psul. It's the carbon possible. It's the carbon not possible. So if that's true, then it could very well be that it's only shaykh to a goy, not to a Jew. And the mela, Toy's application of the Gemara is not so pashut. What?
Actually, that's
really
good. Eating it or
bringing
your
carbon? Bringing carbon, but the carbon's possible kosher.
Yeah.
So it's 1 second, so it could be. Yeah, there's more sense to the way of making meaning. Really? Nothing says. No. Then he would say, if it's not brought down again, it's only by a goy and not by Yisrael.
If it's not brought down again, it could still be for a goy.
It could still be for a goy. Yeah, but that would answer Tosfos' kasha anyway, no?
So the basic image, he's not laughing, he had a problem. king of
Rome. Wait, but that, that helping what I'm saying. That helping what I'm saying, because I would still answer to this kasha. Let's say I'm right. Let's say the tzad to say.
Was there any ever a case of a balmumu that the good wanted to bring?
Very funny. Let's say in the end of the yom, mamish, mamish. In the end of the yom, oi. Yeah, I don't know what I'd say would help to explain why the terrorists wouldn't help from Tosis, because all I'm doing is flipping it around. All I'm saying is that there's a mokum to say that by psul we don't have a mikam midi. So if you don't have a mikam midi, if it wouldn't get the repeated nishas b'sinai, it would only be by a goy, not by a Jew. That would also be enough to answer Tosis kasha. Tosis wants to know why it had to be repeated. The Tosis answers because it wouldn't be repeated, it would only be shaykh to a goy. It wouldn't be shaykh to Yisrael. And we wouldn't know it's shaykh to Ben Ayach. All I'm doing is flipping around and saying it wouldn't be repeated, it would only be shaykh to Ben Ayach, not to Yisrael. But still explains why it had to be repeated. So I'm not necessarily helping for why Tosis needed a second teretz. You understand that? It's an important point what we're saying, but it's not necessarily going to help the ha'oro of why Tosis needed the inam. Okay. Yeah, Mama, you're in the game. I'm going to do it.